If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, 4 o'clock hour, Jay Beakley, Rob Brin, Carrington, back tomorrow. As far as the text line, Jay Southland Tow Service text line, and I should have mentioned this, but the Waste Management Open, the 16th, that looks like a fun party. To be honest with you, it's kind of gotten corporate, too, a lot, too. You notice that, Rob? Like, they have the suites and everything that's sitting there. I know that some people get out of their fans, but it's a lot of suites. They've kind of changed that thing a little bit. I mean, it's still a major party and people chanting and all that, but you got to have some cash, too.
I think someone told me the story, and I don't remember all the details. It was a mess when the Super Bowl was the Eagles and Chiefs down there, and it, like, coincided.
Oh.
They had, like, a ticketing issue, or, like, they had a beer issue, and there's, like, videos of people who, like, look like zombies stumbling around because they've been overserved. So, like, I think they've kind of tightened up what the Waste Management is after a really, really bad event in 2023.
But no question about the 16th there or the 17th at Sawgrass, the 137-yard par 3, the Island Green. That'd be fun. I mean, it'd be fun to perch out and just watch that. That'd be 100% the beast.
Would you not be out behind the green or behind the tee box?
Green.
I think I would be behind the tee box. Just see, like, get a trajectory of the ball. I'd be fast. It'd be fun. Where is that? That one's Sawgrass.
Sawgrass, Florida. By Jacksonville.
Yeah.
The Island Green thing looks fun to me, though. But the Royals jersey combos, I've heard this conversation quite a bit. There were people freaking out about them wearing powder blue pants and shirts, and it's the only thing they were doing. But they did it on opening day, okay? They did it. They were off Friday. They did it again Saturday because that's their Saturday home uniform, powder blue pants, powder blue shirts, the batting practice hat, the white front with the crown. And then they wore it again. And I was like, oh, they wear it all the time because they were wearing it for the Milwaukee Brewers opening day. Then they went back to the grays, then the dark blue uniform they typically wear during day games on the road. So I was doing a night show that night. And people are wondering about it. And so I texted Steve Stewart. I emailed the Royals saying, what's going on? People are like, they don't want to see it too much. Don't want to see it too many times, the powder blues. But it's their Saturday home. But this is the way Major League Baseball has gotten. These City Connect jerseys are all over. Did you see the Giants last night by chance? The Giants, I don't know if they had one previously, but they introduced, quote, their new City Connect jersey. It dealt with the music theme. It had the Giants and big letters. It's kind of an orange purplish mix. I don't know if you were at the game last night. I don't know if you saw it. But that was what they introduced. And the Mets, I absolutely hate the Mets City Connect. They've got like a stupid bridge. The bridge across the top of it on their helmets and stuff. It's dumb. The Royals is perfect, man. It's City Connect is freaking awesome. It looks good. I like the Saturday uniforms. Again, this is the way Major League Baseball has gone. Nobody's going as crazy as what the Diamondbacks are doing, literally million different uniform combinations. I consider them the Oregon Ducks of professional baseball. But I'm with this, man. Really, the only time you're going to get the whites at home are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Of course, if it's an off day, you won't have it then. Friday, you're going to get City Connect at home. That's just the way it's going to be. It was those gold uniforms that they wore for a couple years after winning the World Series with the lettering being gold. Now the Dodgers wearing that. Actually, teams that win the World Series wear that, but the Royals did it for a couple of years. The City Connects are Friday. Saturday, home games. You'll see the powder blues. Love it. Sunday, they'll do what they've been doing. White pants, the powder blue jerseys, and back to the traditional Royals hat on Sunday. And then on the road, they'll wear the grays, they'll wear the dark blues. And baseball's full of superstitions. There's not a, quote, official road uniform. So if players get hot in certain uniforms, you'll probably see them wear them from time to time. It just happens. Players are superstitious. Just like the Blues. They finally lost the game. They'd won 12 in a row. I'm sure they carried on different superstitions until that streak was over. But I'm for it. I like it. I like what Major League Baseball's doing. We see the NFL do it once in a while, the alternate, the throwback. They can wear the alternates now twice. The traditionalists will say, well, I'm glad the Chiefs don't do it, even though we saw them do the Dallas Texans a few years ago with the Texas. What's where they're from? It was the original helmet that they wore in Dallas, and people threw a fit about that. I was fine with it. It's part of who they are. It's what they were, and that's what they did. The black matted helmet, yeah, they're kind of cool, to be honest with you. But there's something about it. Even Nebraska changes their football uniforms. Even Notre Dame does. Penn State, I always liked it, man. You look at Penn State, you know exactly what they're wearing. You watch Alabama, you know exactly what they're wearing. The Chiefs are kind of that way, too, and I like it. But baseball, I'm fine with it, man. I like what the Royals are doing. I'm down with the powder blues. I like it. I like it. It's fun because you know what they're doing on Friday. You know what they're doing on Saturday home games. You know what they're doing on the road. And you know it's going to be white uniforms Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I have absolutely zero problem with what the Royals are doing. Matter of fact, Rob, I think it's actually kind of cool.
I love what baseball's doing. It reminds me of, remember when college football first started this wave of everyone had alternates, and then everyone has alternates now. Now, it's basically a big deal on Saturday. Like, what's your school going to wear? I mean, like,
Kansas really does this.
Yeah, there's a few schools that, like, you kind of know what they're going to wear. I think K-State, you mostly know what
K-State
they're
doesn't
wear.
Do it.
But, like, Missouri, they have a bunch of different combinations. They have
helmets.
The block in. They have the different things. KU has it. Like, this is fun. I like that baseball's doing this. Yeah, you don't see the Yankees wearing goofy jerseys. That's fine. I have no problem with the Yankees being the Yankees. This is what we wear. But, like, everyone else should be having cool jerseys, should be having different combinations, should be having some fun. Frankly, me and you disagree. I wish the No Fun League, the NFL, would introduce more and more alternates for teams. Like, remember when the Seahawks were the throwbacks? They're fantastic. The Kelly Green Eagles. Sign me up for more games than that.
I wish we got the fluorescent green they were in Seattle, though.
That was bad. But, like, the throwback Sean Alexander, silver helmet, Kingdom ones. Like, those are good. We need more of that. We need less, you know, this is what we do, this is who we are from the NFL. Lean into the fun. Baseball is. The Royals have, like, five different jersey combos, and they're all incredible. Like, this is what people like. Give them a little bit of fun every night when they're at the ballpark or at the stadium.
I'll tell you this much. College players really do like it, and they look into it, and they want the changes. They do like that. Oregon, I always thought they'd be an equipment manager for Oregon would be, like, the toughest job in sports because with the helmet combinations, the jerseys, the throwbacks, whatever, it is tough. Same with the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks are all over the place with their uniforms, but I'm good with the Royals. It's three hats now. It's City Connect. It's the traditional blue, and it's the Saturday home with the white. It's their batting practice hat, the white front with the crown on it. I'm good. Did you know, do you remember when the Royals did Future Night back in the early 2000s?
The vest?
Yeah, the vest, the gold that they did in Seattle with the Mariners, right? Do you remember that?
I've seen video and photo of it. I don't remember it as a kid, but I know what you're talking about.
Do you know what's coming back? It's this July. It celebrates 20 years of those uniforms in Seattle. The Mariners are going to wear the same ones. The Royals will change it a little bit, but it's Back to the Future night. Once again, it's the Royals and Mariners celebrating the 2005 edition of them doing it. It's in July. I didn't know that, but I looked it up. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Sign me up for fun stuff like that. I wish the Chiefs had a real alternate. Not the red on red, which I think is a bad look. I like a legitimate alternate would be kind of cool, but the NFL, maybe it's ownership, I don't know, but the NFL doesn't really do that for all their teams.
What would you do with the Chiefs, white helmet or black?
I would have, do you know the Cardinals black jerseys?
Uh-huh.
I would have the Chiefs one look similar to that. I would have,
I think a black matted helmet would be awesome.
A black matted helmet. I would maybe have red, you know, white pants in that world with, because it matches, the arrowhead would be on the helmet. Like, there's endless combinations you could do, but the only thing they ever change is they either go from regular to red on red.
And they'd make
end of changes.
They would
make
a killing.
So much money.
They would make a killing on changing the jersey up. Text line 816 asked me if I like the Padres City Connect. No, I absolutely don't. I don't.
The Blink 182 one?
I do not like that. The pink, the green.
Oh, it's fantastic.
No, the light green helmet. No. That's honestly, City Connect with the Royals is just about the best there is, to be honest with you. I mean, Pittsburgh has what, the PGH. Seattle does the black pants, the blue jersey. The City Connect for the Royals is absolutely perfect. And I know I'm sitting here in Kansas City bloviating about this, but I do like them. But baseball's changing, man. I'm 100% for it. I like what they do in the variety. Vern even changes up. No, just kidding. He never does. Still Vern. Coming up next, though, back to from baseball back to football, because someone on the Rich Eisen show, not picking the Chargers, not picking the Chiefs. Who are they picking next?
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Welcome back, Jay Binkley, Rob Brenton. Rob, I went to the Mariners, like their theme nights and stuff. And keep in mind, this isn't like a theme night for the fans, because they have like an Oregon Ducks night and Washington State and all that. But a quick AI overview of it says the Seattle Mariners are hosting the Royals on July 3rd, 2025 at T-Mobile Park. And this game is a part of Back to the Future themed event, a nod to their Turn Ahead the Clock Night promotion from 1999. So the retro futuristic event, the original event had the DeLorean, a first pitch throwing robot, sleeveless nylon jerseys, and a vision of baseball in 2027. The uniform is definitely different. I'm glad they didn't go with what they picked back then, but looks like that's what they're going to have on July 3rd in Seattle, because it's the Royals and Mariners that do this, which is interesting. But who knows if they actually do it or not, but it says that's what they're going to do. I went down a rabbit hole, and because I was thinking about those uniforms, and then the Royals and Mariners once did it, and I absolutely hated it. Remember Johnny Damon and that thing? Oh, I hated those uniforms. But it was for a one-night thing, a Back to the Future night. I'm sure people will find a way to complain about it, because that's typically what happens. Chris Brockman, who works on the Rich Eisen show, pick his winner of the AFC West. Keep in mind, yesterday we had the discussion, which was a follow-up to the office debate. Who's the best coach in the AFC West? Is it Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, Pete Carroll? All of them have won a Super Bowl, but Harbaugh, he has been the one, but he's won a college national title. Actually, three college national titles, but won two from Pete Carroll, one from Jim Harbaugh. But here's who Chris Brockman from Rich Eisen Show picks to win the AFC West.
The Broncos are going to win the AFC West.
Okay, pal. Listen, come on. I'm high on the Broncos, too, but that's still the Kansas City freaking Chiefs, dude. I'm not taking this cheese.
Well, look who came out. It's still the Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl losing Kansas City Chiefs. We saw how that's gone from the most recent few Super Bowl losers.
Yeah. The hangover is going to hit now. The hangover.
The success hangover.
Oh, the success hangover. What hangover is it? I can't figure it out. Is this the success hangover or they lost the Super Bowl hangover?
Well, it's both. When you combine both, that's
so two hangovers together.
That's a dangerous hangover.
Oh, okay. You know what? I got the prescription to get through that hangover. His name is Patrick Mahomes. Okay.
The one that played in the Super Bowl?
All right, dude.
Rich, Denver's maybe had the best offseason so far.
I love what they've done.
Bo Nix is proving that he maybe should have been the second or third quarterback taken in the draft last year.
I get it.
He'd be number one overall this year. No doubt about it. You know they're going to get an offensive player in the draft. Is that Ashton Jeanty? Is it Tyler Warren? This is a team. Sean Payton still has his fastball. A lot of questions about that, you know, when he took over. And I think Denver's on the rise.
See, that's another hot take out there. Chris Brockman from the Rich Eisen Show. Rich wasn't about to hear it. And again, this is the common sentiment. We hear this every year. It's usually the Chargers, whatever. Oh, Sean Payton has that magic elixir. He's going to fix the Broncos, who got their ass in the playoffs by the Bills. But forget about that. Let's not take the team who's won 9 straight. Let's not take the team who's led by a quarterback who, yes, he lost in the Super Bowl in glorious fashion. But he got there. He's won 3. He's a 3-time Super Bowl MVP. He's been there. He's been nothing but the AFC title game or the Super Bowl every year of his career. They've played an extra season due to their postseason wins than any other team. Andy Reid's the most accomplished coach in this division. 9 straight division titles. Yes, let's pick somebody different. The interesting thing was the last couple of years, people have said, you know what? I'm still going to pick the Chiefs because every time I pick against them, they go out and they win. They win the division. But yes, the Broncos are going to be the hot topic. I don't think the Broncos are the second best team in this division. And I'm going with a team that oftentimes is picked to win this division, but I'll give them credit in their head coach. I think the Chargers, not the best team, but I think they're the second best team in this division. I still think this is Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes' world. Everybody else just lives in it. But I think the Chargers are better than the Broncos.
Listen, I disagree with Chris Brockman. I don't think the Broncos win the division. I actually think the Broncos, I do agree with Rich Eisen. The Broncos had a really good offseason. I don't know if they're winning the division. But, man, I feel like every year on this show, we play, you know, clips in June and July. Oh, can you believe so-and-so said the you know, such and such team will win the AFC West. Oh, watch out. Team blank is going to dethrone the Chiefs. Watch out. If you are a Chiefs fan who gets annoyed at those conversations, it is going to be louder this year than any other year in the Andy Reid era because they lost the Super Bowl. They have not had a sexy, eye-popping offseason. They have not made that, wow, oh, they're going to come back type of move. They basically only brought their own guys back. And they're in a super strong division, and the way they lost in the Super Bowl, people are going to think that they cannot bounce back from that game. So It's a time-honored tradition, a tradition unlike any other in media in the NFL.
Like the Masters.
In media in the NFL, someone picking against the Chiefs. But it is going to be loud this year because the division is so strong and the people think the Chiefs are due for aggression because they got just walloped in the final game of the season.
Well, Andy Reid's not still coaching not to win games. He would ride off in the sunset, get a beach house. Him and Tammy and the rest would be history. But he thinks they can win, and I think they can win. It's impossible to doubt them. They just keep doing it. They just keep winning games. It's what they do. They were supposed to fall the year before last. You remember that Christmas Day game against the Raiders where they looked like crap? They were actually 9-6 after that game. This year, they were basically clinching the division on Christmas Day. The year before, they were 9-6, lost to the Raiders. They had two different directors. They had the Bengals coming up, albeit without Joe Burrow, but they were coming up. They had a fork in the road, dynasty or downfall. I mean, weaker teams would have been a downfall. We've been there, we've done that, but it wasn't. They go to the Super Bowl and they actually win it. Yes, the Super Bowl is bad memories. A lot of people have been groundhogs. They just went underground, come back out when the season's ready, and they do. And now they're starting to come out a little bit and flex a little bit that they're back. They got humbled a little bit with the Super Bowl. But, yes, they looked bad. But they were there. Like, Bo Nix wasn't there. The Broncos weren't there. So to say, oh, man, but Bo Nix is coming on strong and all this. What if he has a regression like C.J. Stroud? Never saw that coming. Sean Payton won, but it was at the hands of Drew Brees and an optimistic defense of Greg Williams. That won, not a great defense, but a great defense turning the ball over to save them. But they just keep winning. Mahomes has just lost one game in the division on the road. One. Yes, the Chiefs have lost, but he didn't play in it. The ones he's played in has lost once. That's unbelievable. But Denver, do it first. I'm from the Show Me State, man. Do it, then talk about it. Don't get rolled in the playoffs when the Kansas City Chiefs keep steamrolling themselves. And again, Patrick Mahomes, since he's been a starter, has gone to either the AFC title game, lost in overtime, hasn't been during regulation. He's either lost in overtime of the AFC title game, or he's gone to the Super Bowl and won it or lost it. We keep wanting something different. Josh Allen got paid twice now. Lamar Jackson, two MVPs. Josh got one. Lamar got paid. Didn't win it. Joe Burrow got paid. Didn't make the playoffs. Justin Herbert's been paid. He can't win a playoff game. So go to the playoffs, make some noise, and then do some talking. I'll take the team that's been there and done it and prove they can do it once they get to the postseason. Let's not forget they're still AFC champions. They are. They got beat by a better team. Philadelphia was better. I think people were sleeping on them last year. Everybody was Detroit. Oh, look at Sam Darnold and the Vikings. No, it was the Eagles. They proved why they're Super Bowl champions. That was a damn good football team. But nobody wants the Chiefs, so let's pick somebody else that's sexy. Let them fall. Let them falter, then go a different direction. Maybe I'll agree with you. But until they start losing, I'm not going to agree with you. Why pick a team that gets rolled in the postseason? Why do that? Are you enamored by what the Bills have done this offseason? They got this new stadium coming out next year, this year, but the year after that, they just put the final steel beam in the new Highmark Stadium in Buffalo. Yes, they brought in Bosa, but he's hurt all the time. You know, did they really bring anybody to say, whoa, look at this offense? No, they've been relying on Josh Allen. Again, these teams keep paying their quarterbacks, but they find the same fate. They lose. And they lose to Patrick Mahomes in the postseason. So until they're actually not in that game and get beat in the first round or don't even make the playoffs, don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it because I'm not buying it. I'm not buying what you're selling until they prove they can't go do it. Because, again, from the Show Me State, show me, then do your talking. It's just that simple. The NFL draft is coming up April 24th. Of course, we're having the event out there. Chris and I will be out there broadcasting live. The whole staff will be there from 96.5. But Thor Nystrom from Fantasy Life, I had him on earlier. We had him on different draft specials. And he does a great job with his positional breakdowns of who he has teams taken. He rates top players. He's seen a lot of these guys in person. He watches college football, done all this, been there, done that. That's the kind of guy he is. He brings up where KC should pop on running back, where they should go out and get a running back, because this is a wonderful running back draft. And yes, I was a little bit surprised that the Chiefs bring back Hunt. I really think that this year it's going to be some competition, because I don't think they go to this draft without drafting a running back, because it makes too much sense. Four had running backs as top class. I've seen other things where they give it an A as far as the running back class this year, and I agree with it. You know, a couple years ago when Veach talked and said, I can draft somebody in the seventh round or undrafted and he can get 1,000 yards, he was right. I mean, the running back position, I'm with Rob on this, actually. It's a dime a dozen many times. But it's not, you don't do it in the first round, but there is no reason not in the third or fourth round to draft a running back. No reason not to. It'll still be a committee, Rob, but I'm with you as far as dime a dozen. But I think there's actual playmakers this year. And I'm not buying the whole, look how Saquon Barkley turns around an organization. I'm not buying that. He didn't exactly beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. It was not him. Yeah, it helped him get the record, helped him get to the playoffs, helped him get to the Super Bowl. But it was not Saquon Barkley and jumping backwards that beats the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's where Thor thought the Chiefs would make a move on a running back in the draft class.
You know, could Caleb Johnson get down there? I sort of doubt it, but that would be fun, because I think I mentioned this last time I was on. I comp him to Larry Johnson, so he sort of evoked that for the Kansas City fans. But, you know, if not, you're going to see the parade of running backs going around that range. And not only that, you have the extra bullets to do it. You also have the bullets to maneuver, right? Like, you know, first round, depending on the way it goes, you potentially trade down. If you wanted to use your first pick top of the second round on a running back, that would be a decent spot. But, you know, again, you could also do either of those two thirds. You could trade down in the third. You know, if for instance, keep Devin Neal home, right? That's a guy probably going to go latter half of the third or early fourth round, or DJ Giddens. You go, a little bit over to the Little Apple there. Sorry, Kansas State fans. I'm a Rock Shocker, so I had to say that. But, but yeah, like there's going to be all kinds of options for you there. So I would advocate for the same thing that you do. I think the Chiefs absolutely should take a running back, and I think they will.
I 100% agree with that. Dylan Sampson, the first mock out of Tennessee. We go by Sewell Tootin. The second mock, even though he drops the ball a little bit. But, again, he's a good returner. Has two return touchdowns. He can do it. 29-yard average in 2023. They're moving it back the spot from the 30 to 35, which you will see more returns. Here's what Thor had to say about the power alley of this year's draft.
Yeah, overall, you know, it's like, you know, usually you have a top eight pick, and you're feeling pretty good that you're gonna get a superstar. This class, it's not quite as top heavy. I'm a fan of Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter, but you know, everyone outside of that, there's at least some sort of question on their evaluation. But the sweet spot of this draft, it's more like the, you know, 20 to, you know, 50 range. You know, so somewhere in there. Like I would want more picks, the late first, and then in the second there. That's sort of the power alley of this one. That's speaking to what Jeremiah is talking about, the depth of it. And the depth makes sense because this is one of our, I believe, the last COVID year. Also, there might be a few stragglers the next one, but the kids are getting ejected from college that took the extra year, 2020. So now this class, you're it's a bulkier class. There's just literally more human beings in it, and you're going to get better depth because of that.
And we'll get more to Thor in just a minute here. But text line says, what has KC done this offseason? Well, they tag Trey Smith. They bring back one of the best guards in the NFL. Again, they're already paying three players on this team more than anybody else at said positions in the NFL, like at center, soon to be guard, like defensive tack Chris Jones and Harrison Butker. That's four positions out of 22 starting positions they pay the most in the NFL for. They haven't done a ton. Yeah, Mitchell comes over. So what? Jalen Moore, that actually is projected to be their starter left tackle, so they did make a move there. Yes, they downgraded left guard when Tooney gets traded. But everybody said the same thing the year before. It's like, what have the Chiefs done? Have they really done anything for you? Well, they signed the top one. They brought back Chris Jones. That was the number one guy in free agency. And by the way, Trey Smith was number two this year. What have other teams done? What did the Bills do? This free agent class wasn't great. It's not going to make or break your team. And here's the one thing about always buying what free agents are. 7 of the last 10 years, the top spending team in free agency hadn't even made the playoffs. Do you know who spent the most in free agency last year? The Carolina Panthers. How good were they? How good were they? The Tennessee Titans spent all that money on defense last year. You know where they are? They're the number one pick in the NFL draft. The Chiefs are fine. Where you make hay is through the draft. The Chiefs done it before. You know, don't forget Brett Veach holding up the Lombardi after beating Eagles in Super Bowl 57, saying this is what a rebuild looks like. So you got Jalen Watson in the 7th, Isaiah Pacheco in the 7th, Trey Smith. He was the 6th round pick for the Chiefs. They do it through the draft. They do it smartly because they pay their quarterback so much money. But tell me what Cincinnati's really done besides, A, piss off one of the best defensive players in the league, Trey Hendrickson, that still doesn't know where he's going to go. He's still under contract in Natty, but he's not happy and almost retired the year before. Leads the NFL in sacks the last 2 years. He had more than anybody. Well, they paid T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. Ooh. You know what? They had him last year. Jamar Chase won the Triple Crown. Joe Burrow was fantastic. Did they make the playoffs? No. Spending in free agency doesn't matter. It's coaching and it's quarterback that ultimately matters. So I don't care what they do in free agency. Don't care at all. I care about what they do in the draft. This is what Thor says the best position group in this year's draft.
Running back will be one for sure.
That's one.
Interior defensive. Yeah, interior defensive line would be two for sure. Edge would be up there. I'm trying to think through real quick. You know what? I like this tight end class maybe more than some others. I might put tight end 3, but edge would maybe be 4 then.
How have you stood with tight ends? I've been really stomping for tight ends the last couple of years. Obviously, I think Kelce coming back does help him because that's not a position that you earmark and say, we've got to get tight end at 31. You're not going to get Tyler Warren. You're not going to get Colston Loveland. Are you going to maybe in the mid rounds get a Mitchell Evans out of Notre Dame? Maybe. Could you get a Gunnar Helm in the 4th round on? Possibly. He did lead Texas in receptions this past year. But there's not that game changer unless you're getting Tyler Warren, in my opinion. Just like you're not getting a game changer unless you got Brock Bowers the year before. The chances of you getting a Kelce or a Gronk are slim and none.
I mean, I've wanted tight end for a while, but I feel like they have so many bodies in that room. Now, not any of them are any, like, outside of Kelce, like, dynamic, but, like, they drafted Jarrett Wiley. They've drafted and re-signed Noah Gray. They have Travis Kelce. They brought in, like, 7 different people this offseason. Peyton Hendershot still in the room. Robert Tonyan's in the room. There's a couple other guys I'm forgetting who just are on the roster at tight end. Like, I would like to see them get a tight end. Like, I don't think he would fall, but Tyler Warren would be awesome. But I don't think the Chiefs are popping on tight end this draft. I think they feel like they're good with what they got in that room.
Yeah, I mean, listen, not everybody's getting a Saquon Barkley and stuff like that. You know, as far as that's concerned, I mean, it can change the complexion of a team. It doesn't happen all the time. There's far more failures than success stories, to be honest with you, with teams changing where they're going, what they're doing. King Henry, did that make a difference? Did the Ravens win the Super Bowl? King Henry had a great year. He looked rejuvenated. He looked like 24-year-old Derrick Henry. Was that the end-all be-all? Chiefs held him less than 100 yards, by the way, when they played the Ravens this year. With Saquon Barkley, yes, that makes a difference. When you get a new guy like that, it can make a difference. But that only happened to most teams. I'm shocked he went in the same division. I'm shocked he was sent from the Giants over there. Don't forget, he signed that 3-year deal for $37 million, 26 guaranteed. Looks like a steal. The Giants, by the way, had placed a non-exclusive franchise tag on Saquon the year before. Things like that don't always work out. Again, go back and look at the numbers. Saquon had a great year. Had a great highlight reel of jumping backwards. Had over 2,000 yards. Great, great season. That wasn't the reason they won the Super Bowl. It was that it was getting to the quarterback without blitzing. That's what ultimately got him there. And Jalen Hurts, a quarterback. That's essentially what got him to the promised land. So spending money in free agency doesn't always work out great. Again, I look at what some of these teams are doing. Yeah, Jamar Chase, great. Triple Crown last year. He's awesome. Pairing him with Burrow, awesome. They can't play defense worth a crap, man. Nobody wants to play there. Hendrickson doesn't even want to stay there. He says he likes the Natty and all that, but he can't find a trade partner. They can't find a trade partner. T. Higgins should not have gotten paid like Ja'Marr Chase. You have to decide what you want to do. You had those guys last year and you didn't do crap. So, I digress. Come up next, who's the home run hire this year in the NFL?
Hey, it's MJ Melendez from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with C-Dot on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'm pretty sure there's just people that just like to complain. And it doesn't matter what they're watching, who they're watching, the success they've had. They like to complain. Just for example, from the text line, Brett Veach hasn't had a good draft since 2022. Yeah, he hit it out of the park. 100% he did. You know, even going into 2023, 21 of the previous 22 draft picks were still on the roster. Find me another GM that's done that. Oh, wait, you can't. You can't tell me another GM. And it's because of the defense, not Mahomes. Who the hell was Mahomes throwing to? Justin Watson? A rookie named Xavier Worthy? Who took a while to develop? Was he throwing the Hollywood Brown? No, he got hurt in the first preseason game against Jacksonville. Was he throwing the Rashee Rice? Oh, no. He was hurting that Chargers game early on. He was essentially playing without his one and his two. And a, quote, watered down Kelsey, even though he had 97 catches last year, but had lost the step. And he was running for his life in the postseason. Like, what do you want? Do you want a GM that's won three Super Bowls and gone to two others? Is it, or do you want somebody else? Like, I hear you complaining, but when you complain, send me five names that you want instead. Send me five names. You complain about Mahomes, send me five other names of quarterbacks that you want. Name me a quarterback that started since 2018 and only made the AFC title game in the Super Bowl. Oh, wait, I'm done, because you can't name anybody because it doesn't exist. It exists maybe in your fantasy land, living in your mom's basement, making up crap. There's no other quarterback can say that. Find me another quarterback who's won more postseason games than Mahomes. Okay, I'll give you the answer. You don't even have to look it up. His name's Tom Brady. That's it. That's the list. He passed the great Joe Montana, who had 16 postseason wins. Mahomes has 17. Dude's not even 30 years old. Who do you want? What other quarterbacks do you want? You want Sam Darnold? Did you want him? Do you want Aaron Rodgers to come in here, ride the white horse and take advantage, win for this team? What do you want? Like, you can complain, because a lot of people complain, but you never have solutions. You like to complain, but you don't have solutions. Give me five names. Give me five other quarterbacks you want. Give me five other GMs you want. Give me five other head coaches you want. The thing is, you can't name them. You can't. You can't argue with number two all-time in postseason wins. You can't argue with the fact he's gone to the Super Bowl and AFC title game every damn year as a starter. Why? Because he's the only one that's done it. Not even Tom Brady can say that. So anyway, that's all I have to say about that. One thing Rob and I were talking about before the show was home run hires in the NFL. Does it really matter anymore? We see so many guys go from, you know, the playing days to head coach, and have they had enough time to marinate? I don't care. I don't care how many stops you've made. I don't care if you've done college football route and you've done two or three jobs and you've risen from tight end coach to offensive coordinator to head coach. Just win, man. I think one team in particular made the best hire, and it's Mike Vrabel. No, he doesn't have Super Bowl rings, but he's a coach, man. And he demands the best out of his players. And I think he will win. And I think he'll turn that team around. I think the guy's an no-nonsense guy. I look at home run hires in the NFL in this offseason, and to me, it was Vrabel. Is he going to win this year? No. He's not going to win the AFC East this year. He's not going to, but soon he will. Because guys like that don't lose. I mean, he's got that team in his blood. He'll win. Mike Vrabel, to me, was the best hire this year in the NFL. What says you, Rob?
I mean, does Ben Johnson not count?
He does count.
Because Ben Johnson was the best hire.
But what's he proven?
I mean, he built the best offense in the NFL last year.
As a head coach, what's he done?
I mean, nothing. But Mike Vrabel got fired and after failing to make the playoffs back-to-back teams with the Titans. Like, all the coaches have holes. We can play that game with anyone. I think Ben Johnson was the hire because if they get the quarterback right, you just talked about quarterback and coach. If Ben Johnson get that quarterback going and he made Jared Goff an MVP candidate, that's the slam dunk hire. That's the no doubter. That was the guy that everyone wanted. Didn't every team in the league basically interview Ben Johnson? Ben Johnson was picky. I think.
Yeah, but
Ben
I've seen hot names in the NFL all the time. It's always the hot name, but they don't win crap. I'm not saying he won't. I'm just saying I can't crown him yet for no reason.
I feel like crowning Mike Vrabel, who's also accomplished in the pantheon of the NFL, basically nothing. He won his division once and went to one AFC title game where he lost by multiple scores. Like, that's I guess, something. But, like, in the pantheon of things that have been accomplished, he's not exactly like, you know, tearing the roof off. That a saying? Doesn't sound like a saying. Tearing the cover off the ball.
I'm just saying, I've seen so many offensive coordinators be the hot name, and then all of a sudden they slip back. Remember Venables at Oklahoma? He was the hot name, man. And he kept turning down jobs. He goes to Clemson. Defensive coordinator goes to Oklahoma. What's he done? Everybody wanted him. Hey, people wanted Eric Bieniemy, man. That was the name. You want him. What's he done since he left here? I mean, and here's the thing, and I like Ben and what he can do, but do you think Caleb Williams is really the truth?
Yes, I'm a big Caleb Williams fan.
I think Jaden Williams or
Jaden Daniels is better, but
Jaden Daniels is a better quarterback. They made the best draft pick.
But Caleb Williams can still be really good. Like, just because the number two pick was better does not mean the first pick isn't good.
I'll go with Vrabel. And I'm not saying just playing experience, because he's played in the Super Bowl and he caught touchdowns, even though he was a defensive player when they put him in offense. I'm not going by that. I just think the guy gets the best out of his players. He's more of a proven commodity, but again, you don't have to be. Like, I'm okay with that, but to anoint somebody is the ultimate without winning anything. He didn't win anything, man. Detroit peed down their legs, man. They didn't win a damn thing. But yet we annoyed him as the best and everybody wants him. I'm not saying you're wrong, but saying prove it first. Prove it first with your number one overall draft pick, Caleb Williams. See what happens. He has no excuses now, man. They loaded up that offensive line through free agency. They got Joe Tooney in there for offensive line. The excuses are gone. Would you not agree for Chicago?
I think I saw their linebacker, Tremaine Edmonds, said it perfectly. They're in win now mode. It is not rebuild there. It's time to start winning if you're the Bears.
No, I'm with you on that. I think the time has come for them to win, but you got to have the right guy. You got to have the right guy, and I think Vrabel is that right guy. I don't know that for sure. We'll see. I mean, he's definitely got a better track record than obviously Ben. He's got, what, 2 playoff wins, 3 playoff losses? He went 5 times. He's got 5 different games, in the playoffs. He's won 2 of them, lost 3 of them. So it's not exactly a glowing track record, but the Titans team that he had was pretty good. They didn't win it all. They ran into the Chiefs. That's the problem. That'll get you fired. Anyway, coming up next, the hits.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.